morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Apoorva Mandhani, assistant editor at the Print, and in today's podcast, I shall tell you why the Supreme Court granted bail to AAP MP, Aam Aadmi Party MP Sanjay Singh. Now, Singh has been granted bail 6 months after arrest in the Delhi liquor policy case. The bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna, Dipankar Datta and Prasanna B. Varale granted him bail after the Enforcement Directorate or the ED submitted that his custody was no longer required. This was Tuesday. Now, Singh was arrested in the case by the ED in October last year and was now in judicial custody. His bail plea was rejected by the trial court in December last year and by the Delhi High Court in February, after which he approached the Supreme Court. Now, before the lunch break on Tuesday, the top court urged Additional Solicitor General S.V. Raju to seek instructions on whether the ED still requires Singh's custody. It had also reminded Raju about the implications if the court passes an order on merits. Now, Section 45 of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002 has two preconditions for granting bail. It says that there should be prima facie satisfaction that the accused has not committed the offence and that he is not likely to commit any offence while on bail. The public prosecutor has to be given an opportunity to oppose the bail application. Now, referring to this section, the Supreme Court was essentially quoted as saying, and I quote, "Mr. Raju, please keep in mind, as per Section 45, observe in favor of the petitioner. Please understand the implications of that during trial. So get instructions on whether you need further custody," unquote. Now, the ED has essentially alleged payment of rupees 2 crore by businessman Dinesh Arora at Singh's official residence. Arora later turned approver in the case and Singh was arrested based on his allegations. So during the hearing on Tuesday, senior advocate Abhishek Manu Singhvi told the court that Singh had not been named in the case initially and that his name was added on an approver statement. He pointed out that Arora was granted bail in the case after the ED's no objection, which was then leveraged for convincing him to turn approver. Singhvi also objected to the fact that certain exculpatory statements made by Arora had been placed in unrelied documents which Singh cannot get access to. Exculpatory statements are essentially those which involve the removal of blame from someone. So Singhvi essentially asserted that there are certain statements that could have taken blame off Sanjay Singh, but those statements made by Arora had been placed in the section of unrelied documents. So Singhvi submitted, and I quote again, "Dinesh Arora was sent to judicial custody, after which he made allegations for the first time. Apart from this, there are unrelied documents, another travesty of justice," unquote. That's all I have for you right now. This is Apoorva Mandhani, assistant editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.